AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Cardale Hayes, the man who fatally shot retired New Orleans Saints defensive leader Will Smith after a traffic crash in April, was convicted of manslaughter on Sunday night. AP correspondent Kevin McGill reports from New Orleans the jurors had opted for a lesser charge.
Cardale Hayes was convicted of manslaughter, a bit of a break for him because he was on trial for second-degree murder. The second-degree murder charge carries a life sentence. The manslaughter's conviction will mean a sentence of up to 40 years. We won't know how much of that he will actually spend in prison until his sentencing, which right now is set for February 17th.
President-elect Trump continues to push back on the CIA's conclusion that Russia interfered in the presidential election.
Appearing on Fox News Sunday, Trump called the CIA report ridiculous.
I think the Democrats are putting it out because they suffered one of the greatest defeats in the history of politics in this country.
Not surprisingly, Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill is shocked that Trump is pushing back on the CIA report.
For Donald Trump to dismiss out of hand the intelligence community's fact gathering is, frankly, doesn't bode well for him protecting our country.
McCaskill appeared on ABC's This Week. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Immigrants who were brought to the U.S. illegally as children are being warned by some advocates to make sure they're not traveling abroad on Inauguration Day. The concern is that President Trump might immediately rescind an Obama program that had allowed those young immigrants to work and travel for certain purposes.
Saying that if they're outside of the United States on Inauguration Day, there is no assurance that they'll be allowed to return.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn on trips for them to work and travel for humanitarian, educational, or employment purposes. This is AP Radio News. Disney's latest continues to rule at the multiplex. The AP's Jamie Fryer has the box office results.
I got your back. It's Maui time.
The animated musical Moana holds at number one for the third straight weekend. It takes in nearly $19 million this weekend, bringing its worldwide total to nearly $239 million.
I'm sorry, you're having a Christmas party tonight? It's not happening.
All right, it's canceled.
Jennifer Aniston's comedy Office Christmas Party opens in second this weekend with $17.5 million. The Harry Potter spinoff Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them is third. I'm Jamie Fryer.
Hollywood's award season is getting underway in the Critics' Choice Film categories. La La Land was named Best Picture. Casey Affleck won as Best Actor for Manchester by the Sea. Natalie Portman won for her lead role in Jackie. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.